This is GQDN for Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest by swiftenergy.gg. Get your drink mixes. Really good stuff, guys. Come on, people. They're delicious. Once you get your drink mixes, go to the checkout line, put in the word quest as the promo code, and you get 25% off of your purchase. Like I said, it's really good stuff. Go get it. It's good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. There's a lot of content up there. We put up content every week. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Kingdom Hearts, plushie, Dungeons and Dragons, and what could be going on with a Stellar Blade? But we begin today with PC Games N. And for those that like The Binding of Isaac, you must know that the co-op test has been canceled. Why? Because someone was data mining the game and they were ruining it for everyone else. That's a quote, by the way. Now, someone was hacking into it. And right now, there's no idea who that person is. But, of course, there has to be a quote by Tyrone Rodriguez. And what he said was, once I said, quote, PSA, the online alpha beta of The Binding of Isaac Online is going offline until further notice due to someone data mining the game and ruining it for everyone else. Further quote, someone took it upon themselves to hack the online version to play other modes, circumventing Greedier, this month's test rotation mode, and shared how to do this hack with other players. We know Isaac fans want to play Isaac Online, but the team needs our test to actually be tests, and we internally look into the best way to do this. If the Isaac dev team can't get the reports and feedback they need, it does not make sense doing a public beta. This is the reason the team decided to take down the most recent test build. So, yep, somebody got in there, decided to share stuff. Okay, maybe another bad news thing. Because VG247 is keeping an eye on POW World. And they said that, they've infiltrated some of the Pokemon's strongholds, especially with some unofficial Halloween costumes. Yep, they did. But we need to go back in time a little bit. Because over the past couple of months, there has been some separation between Nintendo and POW World. But the reporter of VG247 found a Grisbolt costume. And that was being sold by a name I cannot pronounce. But apparently that company also had a creepy 3D printed tiger jumpsuit. But there's also a POW World trainer costume. Interesting, interesting. And a lot of that looked like Pokemon stuff. I just gotta walk that line, don't you, POW World? Well, some people were crying over that, all along with the story before that. Hackers. Helldivers 2 had a very positive, teary-eyed reception. So, Helldivers 2 got its Steam launch, and it had almost 200,000 concurrent players. That's earlier this week. But it was a number one seller on the entire platform last week, basically from February 6th to today, the 13th. And Arrowhead's CEO also said on X or Twitter that the game sold about 1 million copies so far, and people have loved the game, even though the game itself has had some struggles to it because there were some connection issues and crashes, along with some matchmaking issues. People are still praising it. In fact, one of the Reddit users, named AwayFroro1370, did say, quote, please take a moment and stop being an idiot, then understand things happen, and this is not a AAA studio. This is a group that is experiencing an extreme load all at once, and they're trying their best. And people have been putting threads up on their comments, which led to an Arrowhead developer saying, quote, the whole studio has been linked to this thread. There's been a few people with teary eyes. People love the game. And that is very well done by them. And what could be well done is, according to the Blizzard official website, WizBang's Workshop is the next Hearthstone's expansion. So they did their reveal on YouTube, and you're going to be working with a inventor and toy maker, Whizbang. And he opened his workshop to you. So he does have a couple toys, such as the Chia Drake, which is a 4-mana card, and says, miniaturize, choose one, gain spell damage +1, or draw a spell. And of course, there's a smaller size of that, also called the Chia Drake, which says, mini, choose one, gain spell damage +1, or draw a spell. You have Incredible Value, which is discover a 4-cost minion and set its attack and health to 7. But that's a 3-mana card. You have the Wind Up Musician, a 6-mana card, which is tradable. Also has a Battle Cry, deal 1 damage to all enemy minions. Trade to upgrade. Oh, Dr. Boom is back. In fact, if you have a mech deck, according to his Battle Cry, resurrect 2 friendly mechs that cost 5 or more. They immediately attack random enemies. Oh, and you can have the Zilliax Deluxe 3000, which says, while building your deck, customize your very own Zilliax Deluxe 3000. And it'll have a lot of different things to it. They're showing 8 cards, but I'm not going to read them all. Nope. There's some other cards that they're showing, along with the pre-purchase button. So yeah, you can go and check that out. I think it's on playhearthstone.com. Speaking about playing stuff, a lot of people that has PlayStation downloaded quite a few things. Yeah, we're getting to some good stuff right now. And I'm just going totally random, because the PlayStation Store had its January 2024 downloads. And I'm just going to say for the US, it's Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3, Grand Theft Auto 5, wonder why, Madden NFL 24, wonder why, Tekken 8, and NBA 2K24, Baldur's Gate 3. Those are the top 6, and that's going from 1 to 6 for the US. There are some other things too. And also, for PlayStation only, the PlayStation 5 exclusive Stellar Blade, according to IGN, may be for adults only in Korea. Why? Well, we know that there's violence. Come on, it's an RPG. But there's possibly some nudity. Yep. So parents, be aware. Because right now, the PEGI and the ESRB have not yet published their Stellar Blade ratings. But they're expected to be the same with Korea. So Stellar Blade was first announced back in 2019. And that had the code name of Project Eve. But now, its launch is April 26th. And we'll see what happens with that one. And like I said, parents, keep an eye out for this game. And maybe you should keep an eye out for this one too. Splatoon 3 did reveal its new DLC game trailer that includes Season 3. That's on the NintendoWorldReport.com. And yeah, you can go check that out. Splatoon does look very interesting for Switch. Dungeons & Dragons from IGN did say that they will be updating the core rulebook, and they do have some release dates for it, but not all will arrive this year. So they've been teasing this for about the past 2 years. And the Wizards of the Coast say that it will officially kick off on September 7th, 2024 with the updated Player's Handbook. Now the Dungeon Master's Guide will arrive later on November 12th, 2024. But the Wizards of the Coast did suggest that one of the D&D refresh would kick off fully in 2024, but the Monster Manual is going to be released February 18th, 2025. So now you know. Now we get to some Final Fantasy VII. And some of the fans, according to GamesRadar.com, think that Genesis should return. Now, Genesis did show up in Crisis Core. And yes, you did have to fight against him, along with other things. But fans want to come back in Rebirth. In fact, one of the people did put it up on Reddit, and did put him, that is Genesis, up on the Reddit page with the header, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. They did. Now, we get to a couple of really good things. One, back to Nintendo, because Slam and Roll will be coming out there for Switch. Now, Slam and Roll is an action game that is arcade themed. And this game does play some homage to the 90s Stage Clear arcade games. So yeah, you can go check that out if you want. No release date mentioned, sorry. But oh boy, if you like Kingdom Hearts, we end on plushy. Yes, we do. DualShockers.com did say that Square Enix has released 4 plushies and they are currently at the Square Enix store. It is the Kingdom Hearts Shadow plushie toy, and that's at $24. Everything else is $28. Kingdom Hearts Riku, Kingdom Hearts Kari, and Kingdom Hearts Sora. All on the Square Enix store. Very, very good stuff. Yes, and we're not plushies, we're people. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. See you tomorrow for more gaming news.